Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning market report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, May wheat 772, down 18. July 761.5, down 16.5. May wheat in Chicago, 695.5, down 15.75. July 706, down 15. May corn, 684.75, down 14.75. July, 645, down 16.25. December, 536.5, down 17. May soybeans, 1451.25, down 3.75. July, 1381.5, down 5.75. And November, at 1212.25, down 9. May soybean meal, 414.70, down 310. July, 403.80, down 270. May soybean oil, 49.13, down 3. July, 49.25, down 2. June live cattle, 122.65, up 82.5. May feeders, 139.10, up 32.5. And May lean hogs are 91.25, and they are down 15.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
NAST's going to have a report this afternoon. It's going to say not much corn has been planted versus the five-year rolling average, but traders are looking at 10-day maps and saying we're going to go. Yes?
Yeah, when you look at the longer-term forecast, it suggests once we get past Thursday, Friday here, it's going to be a below normal on precipitation type of trend, and you know if that trend catches and holds, it's going to give opportunity to get some farming accomplished here as we move into mid-May. It's, you know, not ideal, not you know what everybody was hoped for when planting the took place here this last winter. But trade believes that we will have these guys farm after all. But then, too, there were some spots that did miss some moisture here over the last week or two and was been able to get a little bit of work done. This afternoon's planting progress report expected to show anywhere from 15 up to maybe as high as 20% complete as a nation. That might be just a little rich, but for the most part, it looks like we're going to be able to farm after all this year.
So the question then becomes, because we do have a WASDE on Friday. WASDE will have the brand new smacking 2013-14 side regarding demand. We won't get to, I believe, the supply side until June on crop production. But is it too soon to begin to wonder if some yield drag will happen to this crop? I know that Informa doesn't think so, as what they said Friday. They had a crop well over 14 billion bushels.
Yeah, it's definitely too early. We don't have the crop in the ground yet, even though, odds are that, it's going to be awful hard to achieve, record yields with this late start, but you just don't know. It's hard to determine what type of weather pattern we're going to have from here on out. Is it going to be early frost, late frost? There's a lot of what-ifs there. So at least these first few reports, I think they're just going to be on the opinion that we're going to, have a decent chance of having some type of crop. Ideas are carry out on corn is going to be just a little over 2 billion bushels, beans about 240 million bushels, and wheat about 657 million bushels. But the biggest fear is that, you can talk, you know, supply, demand, production, and all this, but, you know, we're going to still have to work at, you know, like you mentioned, the demand side, world economies, domestic economy, and also investor confidence. And this investor confidence just not very high right at the moment here as far as commodities go in general.
And what will it take to change that around?
Well, it's going to have to give them some reason to step up and get interested and jump in. And it's awful hard to do that on too wet weather. I think it's going to have to be too hot and dry here later on. You have to turn the yard around to get them excited. You have to get the people on the Weather Channel excited about some type of weather concern somewhere here domestically or somewhere in the world to get them interested in jumping back in. But otherwise, it's going to be a situation where there's alternative investments, and it's just awful hard to get people interested to jump back in unless something, you know, really gets them excited.
Today's technical had us gapping lower, and it makes me wonder, given we're going to roll, we're going to plant, whether or not it's going to become a real big deal to try to get that gap filled in December charts.
Well, if we, we're looking at the lows we made here last night, this morning, as a key area to try to hold. If we can sort of dig in, hold here, and get the old turnaround Tuesday intact in here, we can make an attempt to go back and fill that gap we left last night. But to fill that gap is probably the best we're going to do here until we see some type of trend change.
So the risk is to the downside, and I still think, reading everything I'm reading, that not many producers have priced much of their new crop corn, if anything. So now's the time to do something?
Well, it's always been the time to do something. You know, you go clear back to last winter, you know, we pretty well suggested, you know, put some type of price floor. The risk is to the downside, and it will continue to be the downside. If one's a little nervous now, I'd say look at putting a price floor in here at these levels. Then the market does experience some investor confidence coming back in, or change in the weather, or something to get the market to go more higher in here. Gives you the opportunity to have your upside open. You're not committing to bushels. You know, that's been the problem here for the last couple of years, guys getting a little too aggressive on sales, not having the bushels. Then, two, you know, if the market goes up, gives you the opportunity to capture a higher price. And we feel that's just the best way to go right now. It gives you a ton of flexibility. We feel basis will be firm here. That does not mean the market's going to be higher, but we feel basis will firm. And it gives you the flexibility to search out that good cash bid this fall or next winter, Dave.
Any chance of me being either a hog or a cattle bull heading into this next quarter?
Well, these cattle got to go up. I'll make them go a little bit lower here, but the hogs, you know, seasonally, all this meat's, you know, these lower grain values going to give the livestock producer a little, hopefully a little breathing room here. But overall, domestic demand's been just terrible. Consumption, you know, you look at all these weather events we've had, you know, it's really discouraged people getting out. With some better weather in through here and some holidays coming up, we're looking for overall meat consumption to start picking up here, not only domestic, but hopefully worldwide. A good percentage of our meat demand has been on the export sector, and so we look for some recovery here as we go into this June and July time window.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace in Kansas City: May wheat 772 down 18, July 761 down 17. May wheat in Chicago 696 and a quarter down 15, July 705 and a half down 15 and a half. May corn 685 down 14 and a half, July 645 down 16 and a quarter, December 536 down 17 and a half. May soybeans 1452 and a quarter down 2 3/4, July 1380 and a quarter down 7, November 1212 down 9 and a quarter. May soybean meal 41590 down 190, July 40390 down 260. May soybean oil 4919 up 3, July 4920 down 7. June live cattle 122.60 up 77 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.